You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Well, how about them Sacramento Kings? 3-3 on the season, heading into an Eastern Conference road trip. The Kings are 500, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time since 2014. My name is Matt George. Welcome into the Locked On Kings podcast. Optimism running wild again here, as we could not be more excited here in Sacramento about the way this team is playing, the speed, the tempo, the finish to the Wizards game on Friday night. What a fantastic weekend of Sacramento Kings basketball. Looking forward to another great week here. One thing we can say for sure, regardless of what happens for the remainder of this season, this team is fun to watch, and at least as of right now, they are playing the way they are supposed to play and the way we expected them to play. My name is Matt George. Welcome into Locked On Kings. This is your hub for Sacramento Kings coverage all season long. Quick daily podcast giving you your fill of Kings coverage all week long. I'm from Sports 1140 KHDK, which is the flagship radio station of the Sacramento Kings. I work there as an on-air host and a multimedia journalist and reporter, and I was inside the Golden One Center for that fantastic matchup between the Kings and the Wizards. Remember, these two teams met once in the Golden One Center last season, and it was the debut start for De'Aaron Fox. The Kings were absolutely embarrassed in that game. They kept it close, hung neck and neck, went back and forth all game long, and thanks to the heroics of Nemanja Bjelica, Deadeye from three-point range, the Kings were able to win this game. It took a lot. It took some defensive stops towards the end. The Kings had to rely on their defense a little bit, and it paid off. They also made some smart, good, strong, solid offensive plays, and they did what they were supposed to do this season and what I said they needed to do this season: defend and protect the home floor against weaker Eastern Conference opponents, and they have done that. Now, the Washington Wizards, and we're going to talk about them a little bit today because something's wrong with that team, and they might be on the brink of a breakup. Things just not going well for them, but the Kings did take advantage of the fact that Bradley Beal was playing hurt. John Wall did not have the best of games, and the Kings offensively just did what they needed to do and defended their home floor well. What a fantastic game. Before I dive into the details of this one and preview the rest of this upcoming road trip that begins tonight with the Kings in Miami to take on the Heat, why don't you sit back and relax and listen to this long, and I mean long, highlight tape, all the phenomenal plays from the Kings versus the Washington Wizards Friday night inside the Golden One Center. Here's the G-Man.
Wall with a pass cross-court to Porter, kicks it out to Beal. He fires for three. It comes up short. Hollenstein rebounds ahead to Fox. Push it. Three on two. Here's a transition three. Buddy Buckets. He knocks down the triple, and Scott Brooks will take a timeout. Kings are that quick push up the floor. They hit three consecutive. They're on an 8-0 run. Two of the three shots made were of the three-point variety. Down to eight on the possession. He gives now to Heal. Rocks in rhythm. Fires for two. Scores the double. 14-6 in favor of Sacramento. Buddy Heal with seven early points. Very encouraging to see Buddy knocking him down. That's 10 unanswered for the Kings. Here's Mason now on the right side. Going to free up and shoot? No, he takes to the free throw line, pulls up 16-footer, bounces out, rebound Giles, put back Harry. He's got the bucket and he's fouled. That ought to help his confidence a little bit. Here's Beal, transition three, comes up short, grabbed by Jackson. Justin to the front court, changes directions, accelerates, gives now to Belly. He's going to shoot the straightaway three. He scores the triple. That's why we were saying shoot that ball, Belly, when you're open in the corner. So just like that, Kings with back-to-back strikes have made it a three-point game. It's 38-35. Here's Fox now digging to the right edge of the paint. Retreats with a dribble. Now attacks the baseline. Great quick step. Hammer jam! De'Aaron Fox off the bounce with the left hand after a deceptive quick shake and move baseline right. That's the play of this ball game thus far. And without a doubt, that's your Petkus Brothers moment of the game. Brings the Kings within two at 41-39. Get the spectacular backyard that you've always wanted with a beautiful Petkus Brothers patio or sunroom. The best price, the best value, guaranteed every day. That's from Petkus Brothers. Hollenstein doubled. Out to heels for three. Doesn't get it. Belly was battling for the rebound, but it was knocked away. Controlled by Troy Williams. Good hustle play there. On top, Yogi Ferrell for the triple. And he scores the three. Only the fourth one the Kings have made in this first half in 16 attempts, but they sorely needed that. And it was the hustle play of Troy Williams that made it possible. Yield, three-point range, near side, defended by Wall. Kallenstein sets the pick. Buddy drives it right, baseline, circles under the basket, kicks it out, belly's uncovered. Three more in the book. Nemanja Bjelica, it's a 9-0 Sacramento run to regain the lead at 64-63. 15 points now knocked down in this one by Bjelica. Grabbed now by Bjelica. Belly takes it across the midcourt line. Accelerates into the lane, looks off. Great pass to Willie Cauley-Stein. He scores on a quick reverse. Kings have scored 11 unanswered to take a three-point lead. How about that push by the big man? Bjelica, the Serb, took it all the way the length of the floor and into the paint where he dropped it off in perfect fashion to Willie Cauley-Stein from a quick hoop. Bagley on the left wing at three-point range. Gives to Cauley-Stein at the left elbow. One dribble to the right, then throws back to the left-hand corner. Bagley going to shoot the corner three and score the triple. The second three-pointer that Marvin Bagley has knocked down in his young NBA career. Heel dances with a dribble, finds a seam, goes for a twister. It's no good. Cauley-Stein with a rebound. Diggs goes to the right-hand jump look, spins around and out. How about the tip by Bagley underneath the basket? How in the world did he reach that and at the same time control the flip back? Great bucket for Bagley. Kings lead 75-74. They're swapping the lead at each end of the floor. Fox just a half stride across the midcourt line, far side of the floor. Conley going from hand to hand with the dribble, now creeps forward, and Satoransky drives, stops, steps back, scores, just like that. So quick on that stop and pop with the release, 82-79. Here's a midcourt 43-footer that's good! Knocked down by Kelly Oubre. What a way to finish the quarter for the Wizards. They only had a couple of seconds, and Oubre, great clock awareness, stopped just as he was in the process of crossing the midcourt line, let fly with a 43-footer, and it hit nothing but net. Now they go to Green at the free throw line. He fires over Fox on a turnaround, no good from 16. Rebounded by Marvin Bagley, ahead to Fox. Fox now, stop and pop, transition three. He's got the triple. 1 point game, 85-84. De'Aaron Fox now has 15. Four of the Kings starters in double figures. Turnovers by Sacramento. It is, what, their 19th. Here's a straightaway three ball that's scored by Beal. And it's now 95-90, and so the Kings are going to take a timeout. 7:25 to go in the ballgame. Boy, those turnovers have been painful. Willie Cauley-Stein back in, sets the screen. Pass goes to Belly. He's open. The three's on the way, and he scores another one. Bjelica now 4 of 8 from downtown, has 18 points. Kings back within two at 95-93. Belly going for another three. Oh, he's got it. Fire now. Nemanja Bjelica just buried his fifth triple. Kings within one at 97-96. He's got 21 points. Pass comes to Hield on the right wing. Overplayed, so he gives it right back to Fox. Still 14 on the shot clock. Jaeger, look at the arm gestures here as he wants Fox to slice, to cut. He does. He scores. He scores. De'Aaron Fox says, I got you covered, Coach Jaeger. 102-97. It's now 9 unanswered for the Kings. Now let's see what the Kings do coming out of the timeout with a two-point lead. Ball in the hand of Buddy Hield, far side. Enters to Cauley-Stein. Willie working against Markieff Morris. Out to Belly. Quick launch for three. He's got another one. Bjelica with his sixth of the night has just tied his career high for made three-pointers in a game. Beal, ball knocked out of his hands, grabbed by Justin Jackson. It was Fox who knocked it away. Fox shovels to the Belly. Oh, I thought he was going to shoot a 30-footer. Inside, he finds a hard-cutting Buddy Buckets for the layup. What a find by Bjelica. And Belly is quickly becoming a hero among Kings fans. Washington with a rebound. The Wizards aren't done. Here they come. Kings trying to stop them. Ball swings around the horn. Beal for three. He's got the triple. This is a one-point ball game with a minute four to go. Timeout taken by the Kings. 110-109. Here we go. The pass goes to Beal. Wall makes a cut. Beal pulls the dribble back. Now gives to Wall on the right wing. Dances with the dribble against De'Aaron Fox. Runs right smack into it. Kicks to the corner. Markieff Morris has it. Called for travel. Oh, my. We talked about all the travel calls tonight. The Kings get the ball back with 9.9 seconds to go. Markieff Morris feeling the defensive pressure on the catch right in front of the Kings bench. Anxious to make something happen, called for the violation. Now Frank Mason is being sent onto the floor by Dave Yeager. Belly's been terrific tonight. He gets both free throws, 1.8 to go. That seals the deal. Inbounds, Oubre with a runner from 35 to drop the rim. This ball game is over. The Sacramento Kings, on a two-game brief homestand, get back-to-back victories for the first time this year. The win over Memphis on Wednesday night, followed by a now four-point victory over the Washington Wizards, 116 to 112.
What a fantastic game from the Golden 1 Center. I hope many of you were able to make it out, experience that atmosphere, and experience a full 48 minutes of back and forth, close and exciting basketball. I told you on Friday's podcast before the game started that to me the most important parts of these games were the first 8 minutes of the first quarter and the first 8 minutes of the third quarter, and it was relatively even. The Kings were able to come out with good energy. You could tell that De'Aaron Fox specifically remembered the last matchup with John Wall. The Kings were able to build up a lead. Then the Wizards came back. It was back and forth with the Wizards leading for a decent amount in the second, third quarter. Plenty of action down the stretch in the fourth quarter with a very close game. But the Kings, thanks to the fantastic play of Nemanja Bjelica, were able to take a lead. And then they relied on their defense to hold on to it. There's still some youth mistakes and some things about a young team that we need to point out and that we need to discuss, which is to be expected. A team that's still learning how to close out games down the stretch. But that was one of those games that you looked at and you thought, okay, the Kings have been battling a playoff team, or at least last year they were a playoff team. I don't know about this year if they're going to be able to make it there, but they've been battling a playoff team. They've kept it close. Now they have a chance to win in the final 4 minutes. This is typically where the Kings in the past and young teams will fall apart. And the better team will step on the throats a little bit, step on the gas, and flip that proverbial switch and be able to close out games. Well, that just didn't happen. The Kings outscored Washington 37-27 in the fourth quarter. And a lot of that was, once again, thanks to Nemanja Bjelica, who finished with 26 points and 12 rebounds, had 6 three-pointers. And you heard that highlight there in that package. The major play of the game was not a three that he actually made. It was he got the ball once again in transition with an opportunity to shoot the three. Two players went and closed out to try and make sure that he couldn't get a shot up, and he still had a good look, and fans, everybody, I think everybody on the planet who's watching that game expected him to take that shot because of how hot he was, but he and Buddy Hield recognized the opportunity. Buddy's man left him. Buddy cut baseline, was wide open, and instead of taking that three, Bjelica, being the veteran that he is, bounce pass, finds Buddy Hield for a wide open layup that really, in my opinion, put the game away offensively. Now, they did have to get a couple of defensive stops, and the Washington Wizards just made a lot of mistakes down the stretch. A lot of traveling calls for both sides, really. The officials had a rough night in terms of making friends. They did not have too many supporters in that building, both as Kings fans or the Kings players themselves, or Washington. They were blowing the whistle a lot. The game got off to a slow start and lasted quite a while because of the amount of whistles that we had, a lot of turnovers via traveling call, which this officiating crew was actually enforcing pretty specifically. A lot of travel calls against Marvin Bagley, who had a decent game, finishing with 11 points and 8 rebounds in 23 minutes off of the bench. Specifically, and I can tell you, the refs had a rough night and called some bad calls that I certainly didn't agree with, but the traveling calls against Marvin Bagley were all spot on and all correct. And I know a lot of fans, when I said that and shared that on social media, a lot of fans responded with frustration, like, well, nobody else gets that call in the NBA, or they're not, no one else, they never call that in the NBA now, everybody travels all the time. I get that, except that doesn't make it any less of a travel. This officiating crew decided to enforce this rule here tonight, which I honestly prefer over just allowing NBA players to run wild and shuffle their feet for the sake of keeping the game going. So rough night for the officiating crew, but I do give them credit in that extent. Great game overall, though. De'Aaron Fox responding with 18 points and 9 assists in 30 minutes, just missing that double-double. Buddy Hield was great as well offensively, 22 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists in 36 minutes. John Wall was the leading scorer for the Wizards with 26, but he had a rough night, especially from three-point range. He was red-hot from three-point range against the Kings in both games. Last year, he was looking to carry that over, but the real John Wall from three-point range showed up. Bradley Beal had a very quiet 21 minutes. Now, we weren't sure if Beal was going to be playing in this game, and he ended up being a game-time decision. We didn't get the starting lineups until literally 2 or 3 minutes before tip-off, and he was playing. And honestly, I think the reason for that was the fact that the Wizards were 1-4 heading into that matchup, and they were desperately looking for a win, wanted to be at full strength against a Kings team that they expected to beat, and they still couldn't get the job done. Bradley Beal was battling through an injury. You could tell he wasn't comfortable. He was shooting short for the majority of the night, and he had a rough game despite the 21 points. Kelly Oubre Jr. really was the bright spot for Washington, 22 points and 9 rebounds in 29 minutes, a plethora of three-point shots as well, including a deep, deep, deep buzzer beater three. Kelly Oubre Jr., I know, is a guy that potentially the Kings are interested in, or at least Kings fans are interested in the Kings throwing money at this summer to help fill that small forward spot. So he had a good showcase game there in Sacramento. But you have to be pleased defensively with how this team held their own, especially down the stretch, how they fought and how they were gritty to the very end. And I know the Washington Wizards are struggling. They are not a good team right now, and a blow-up may be coming, which means the Kings may be in the running for Kelly Oubre Jr. or even Otto Porter Jr. earlier than expected, earlier than next summer. But still, struggling teams, regardless of how they're doing, typically these are games that they would win over the Kings, and we would see the Kings collapse towards the close. And I think it's very important that regardless of the competition the team are playing, regardless if they're playing the Warriors or insert worst team in the NBA, which is like the Oklahoma City Thunder right now, but insert the worst team in NBA history, regardless of who the Kings are playing, being able to close out games at home is extremely important for this team to take the next step. They were able to do that and able to do that in a way that you would expect from a good team, which deserves a lot of credit. I appeared on Locked On NBA with Josh Lloyd yesterday, and one of the things that we discussed was the fact that I was a little concerned that the two best Kings wins of the year, the Washington game and the Oklahoma City game, required veterans to really stand out. We saw what Nemanja Bjelica did against Washington. It was Iman Shumpert that had the great game against Oklahoma City. I would like to see De'Aaron Fox or Buddy Hield taking over that role. We have yet to see Marvin Bagley really have a breakout offensive game, although he has turned in great games so far throughout his very, very, very young NBA career. But I would like to see De'Aaron Fox or some of the other younger guys that are part of the core being the ones to step up in a major way. But it's okay early on. They're getting these contributions from the veterans. I hope that they can pass that torch, that proverbial torch, over to the Kings come the midpoint or towards the end of the season. That's really my only gripe with what I've seen so far. But what I love that I've seen is that this team is playing fast. They're playing up-tempo. And as some national media members are starting to pay attention to, and the statistics show, the Kings are actually tiring out their opponents. They're getting better as the game goes on, as they continue to push the pace. Other teammates or other defenders are running out of steam. The Kings are getting more opportunities in transition later in games, which is fantastic, and that's what you need to do. And I tweeted this out as well, that the Kings, if they play at this tempo and they play fast and they play with this no-quit attitude, they are going to have bad nights. They are going to have bad halves, like what we saw against the New Orleans Pelicans, because they're still such a young team and they're not able to put together 82 games of just pure perfection yet. No team really is, except for the Warriors. They're the closest that you can get. But if they play this tempo, if they play fast, if they don't quit, if they play with at least a lot of effort, there are going to be mistakes. But if they play with a lot of effort on the defensive end, they are going to be a tough matchup for any team in the NBA. And I think a lot of teams have looked at the Kings, at least in past years and maybe going into this season, as they'd circle that game on the calendar and put a W in Sharpie next to it, right? Like, that was a guaranteed win. That was a guaranteed get-right game. Regardless of what happened before or after, you knew that Kings game, you were going to get a W and felt pretty confident about that. Now, you're going to have to be put to the test a little bit because the Kings are going to push. The Kings are going to run. They're going to play fast. They're going to play hard. They're going to tire you out, and they're going to make you work for all 48 minutes. And that's what I like that this Kings team has established. They're starting to bring that and make that part of their identity, part of their reputation, at least through these first few games. And if they can carry that out through an entire season, that is very successful for me. So now we're going to look towards this Eastern Conference road trip, which I'm very, very excited about, very optimistic about. And it begins tonight with the Kings and the Miami Heat in South Beach. So the Kings and Heat tonight, in my opinion, with the exception of the Bucks game, which ends this road trip, this is the crucial game and the most difficult game in this road trip. I believe that if the Kings can beat the Miami Heat tonight, that they will come to Sacramento for their game against the Toronto Raptors on November 7th, I believe it is, when they return to Sacramento. They will return to Sac and return to the Golden 1 Center 6-4, which would be incredible for a first or for their first 10 games of this young season. The Orlando Magic game and the Atlanta Hawks games, quite frankly, I expect this team to win. I will be disappointed if they do not win those games. I said it a million times during the preseason, and I've said it a million times already during these first six or so games. The Kings need to win games against the weaker Eastern Conference opponents, whether it's at home or on the road. At home, essentially, or is essential, but on the road, too. If you want to take that next step and be a good team or be on the pathway towards the next rung of the ladder to be a good team, it requires playing well and establishing yourself and winning games against weaker Eastern Conference opponents. My expectations are high with this team for that Orlando Magic game and for that Atlanta Hawks game. Now, I think the Kings versus the Heat tonight is a very winnable game. If the Kings play to the speed that they played and play the same way they played against Washington and Oklahoma City, I think this team can beat really anybody. And remember, this team is playing shorthanded, too. This team's only going to get better as they expect to have Bogdan Bogdanovic back for that November 7th matchup against the Toronto Raptors. Also, this stretch when they come home following this road trip is getting very, very difficult as they will have the Lakers, they will have the Raptors who are undefeated right now, they will have the San Antonio Spurs. A lot of tough games at home are coming, so you need to take advantage of these weaker teams on this road trip right now. Typically, this team struggles both in Miami and on the East Coast, and those are mental hurdles that you have to get over. Statistically, despite the fact that the Kings beat the Miami Heat in Miami last year, statistically, the Kings are awful in Miami. They need to turn that around. They can win this game here tonight. If they do that, like I said, I think this team will be 6-4 returning home in Sacramento, and that would be as phenomenal of a start as you can possibly hope for. But even if they lose tonight, and I'm expecting them to lose that game against the red-hot Milwaukee Bucks, Orlando and Atlanta, those games need to be wins. I recognize that Orlando is on the second night of a back-to-back, but the Kings were able to defeat the Memphis Grizzlies at home on the second night of a back-to-back, and the Orlando Magic are an even worse team than the Memphis Grizzlies are. This game is crucial for me. You need to beat the Orlando Magic. Atlanta just beat the Dallas Mavericks, so I expect them to be a more difficult matchup. But the Orlando Magic game, out of all of these games, needs to be a win guaranteed no matter what. If this team loses to the Orlando Magic, that shows me that, yes, there's growth, and yes, there's things to be excited about, but this team still has a long way to go and hasn't figured out how to close out and win the games that they need to win. And that's very possible, and I'm not going to be Mr. Negative about it. I'm not going to be grumpy about it. I'm just laying out my expectations and expectations I think the Kings as a whole should have heading into that matchup. They've already proven through these first few games, through these first six games, that they are capable of playing and hanging with everybody, which means they should be more than capable of winning games that they're supposed to be winning against teams that they are better than. And now we will pay attention to one of the biggest mental hurdles that this team has dealt with historically throughout this 12-year playoff drought. It's that they perform well against teams that are at the same level or better than them, but they sleep a little bit on teams that are projected to be worse. The Kings cannot afford, they're too young of a team and too unestablished of a product to take any games off or underestimate opponents. If you underestimate either the Atlanta Hawks or the Orlando Magic, the Kings will lose and get blown out on the road. We saw it last year in Atlanta. They cannot afford to do that. Recognize that there's talent on both of those rosters, but recognize that you have more talent on yours. You should be winning those games. Go out and treat them like you're playing the Warriors or the Lakers, and I guarantee you, or I can almost guarantee you, the Kings, if they treat the game that way, they will win at least that Orlando matchup, guaranteed. The Atlanta matchup might be a little more difficult, but both those games, very winnable in my opinion. I'm curious if you feel the same way. You can reach out to me at MattGeorgeKHDK on Twitter. Share your thoughts about that Wizards game, about this season so far. Or you can share your predictions for this upcoming road trip. You can also email me, mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com. Be sure to send emails as well if you want to be part of our fans-only episodes. I would love to have you on here on these fans-only episode podcasts here on Locked On Kings. So be sure to reach out to me, mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com on email or at MattGeorgeKHDK on Twitter. And we will try and schedule that and figure that out for you. Until next time and until tomorrow, we will come back and look through all the highlights from this game against the Miami Heat, break this down, and preview the Orlando Magic tomorrow. I hope you had as fun and an upbeat of a weekend as I did after that great Kings win. Now can they build upon it? The Kings are looking to win three straight. Again, they are 500 for the first time since 2014. By the way, in 2014, guess who was on this team? DeMarcus Cousins, sneaking that little one in there a little bit. But this team is trending upwards right now. They're starting to gain attention around the league. They're building a reputation, a positive reputation, which is fantastic. Can they continue to build upon that? Very good opportunity to do that tonight in Miami, and great opportunity to do that throughout this road trip. What kind of Kings team do we have here? Are they really what they have shown over the last two games? We'll find out tonight and over the next few days on the Eastern Conference road trip. Enjoy the early Kings games. We'll come back tomorrow and discuss it all and so much more right here on the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.